Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we are finishing up our Clifton 34 theme series, where we have been diving into all of the Clifton Strengths 34 themes, or at least most of them. And as we finish up the series, I am excited to have my new friend, Melanie Schneider, talk about her significance. So welcome to the podcast, Melanie.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited that we met actually on Facebook in a coaching group and found out that Melanie had significance in her top five. And I'm like, oh, I need you. So share a little bit with the audience, Melanie, what you do and or a little bit about you and what your top five themes are before we jump into significance.
Sure. So I'll start with my top five, and the order is input, restorative, individualization, achiever, and significance. And I discovered strengths about 6 years ago when my employer, I work for a Big Ten university in with students and faculty, and they sent me to do some training with our students, and I decided to pursue it further, and I am now Gallup certified strengths coach. I left my position with the university about 4 years ago and started my own coaching business, and decided that I needed to go back to work full time. I wasn't very good at, you know, starting a business is challenging, as we all know. So I still do have my coaching business. I'm just in transition right now, trying to figure out what new direction I want to go into. And then I'm back at the university working with students again, which is fabulous.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, you know, we all have our own journeys and some in and out of business. And yeah, there are always so many aspects of business, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun that you can explore all of that. And I know we were just talking before I hit the record that I just am in the process of getting that Gallup certification. And that's actually how Melanie and I connected. And I noticed at the certification that there are definitely a lot of people from the universities that plug into Gallup, which I think is fabulous. I wish I knew about this when I was in college.
I feel the same way. And I just think it's wonderful that we're exposing students to strengths. I personally think it would be great to be exposing them earlier on. So even when they're in middle school and high school, but hey, if we can catch them before they're out, you know, quote unquote, in the real world, that's great too, to help them. I think instead of most of us, I think finding our paths are kind of a crooked walkway. I think it can be a little bit more straighter for some people. That really helps them in defining their journey much more quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know, you know, Gallup always says it shouldn't be used as a hiring assessment, but it definitely helps guide us. Definitely.
Yeah.
And as an individual to know it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think from an individual standpoint, it really helped me figure out why I wasn't as happy at some jobs and figure out, oh, I wasn't using my top strengths. And so, as we know, when you use top strengths, it just invigorates you and you feel alive and like you're making a difference. And so that's helped me, as I've returned to the university, kind of get clear about what I want to be doing now and what my career is going to look like.
Great, great. And I love this conversation. If we could say just talking about strengths in general, I love talking with other people who know about strengths too. So it's fun. We get the language. But let's jump into your significance. And you actually just kind of gave a good segue into that about making a difference. And that's really what significance wants. And I'm going to read the official description of significance from Gallup, and then we'll dive into how it shows up in your life when you're using it at its best. So significance is from the influencing theme or domain, and people with strong significance talents want others to see their worth. They want people to recognize, hear, and value them. Particularly, they want others to know and appreciate them for their unique strengths. They want people to view their contributions as substantial, powerful, and significant. Their intense yearning for others to recognize them motivates them away from the mediocre and toward the exceptional. People exceptionally talented in the significance theme want to make a big impact. They are independent and prioritize projects based on how much influence they will have on their organization or people around them. So when you hear that description, like what really jumps out at you, Melanie, that says, oh yeah, that's so me?
I think the passion piece that you read between the lines there about wanting to make a difference. And that's why I've chosen the career that I have, because I think what I'm doing can make a difference in students' lives and helping them. And so significance has, and then falling in love with strengths has fed that even more, because I think strengths are so powerful. When I just see people light up when you talk about their strengths and talk about what they're doing well versus focusing on weaknesses. And so it's just sharing that energy with people that I think really fulfills my significance theme quite a bit.
Yeah. One of the things it says, people with strong significance talents are at their best when they are challenging others to aim higher than they thought possible. Which kind of feeds into what you just said. If you guys could see Melanie's face right now, like her face just beams when we talk about that. So I know that's like in your inner core. So talk a little bit more about that, Melanie. Like, is there even a situation or scenario you remember that really stands out in your mind when you were able to do that? Or, you know, a time, just an activity that definitely lights you up? Where you see that significant, like, oh, this is my significance, like being able to, or to use my significance.
I think when I've done trainings with teams, and at first, it's typically a manager or the CEO that's bringing in Clifton strengths to the organization. And so the employees sometimes can be very cautious, like, what is this going to be used for? Which strengths are bad? Which ones are good? And so I really, in Clifton strengths, makes this very clear, all strengths are good. There's no, you know, one strength is better than the other. And so it's really important to me to make that clear to people. And so it's like a neutral playing ground and bringing out that appreciation of each other's strengths and when it's been beneficial to the individual as a person, or when they've been working as a team on a project, for example. So in the activities with the group, trying to bring that out, and I think I'll pair with my individualization is helpful here, and that I can see if there's a team member that's kind of feeling left out or maybe a bit apprehensive about this all. And so trying to bring them into the conversation and challenging individuals as someone says, oh, well, woo, which is winning others over, which is actually my last talent, number 34 for me. If, you know, someone starts bashing that, oh, those people are just salespeople, or they say my significance. I just want to be the center of attention. I need to have all these laurels to reframe some of that conversation and, you know, help people see that, no, there's more to all of these strengths. And the way that we grow in our strengths is recognizing there are some downsides to our strengths, but recognizing when we're kind of living in that downside area, well, now how can we grow to make more of the positive side of significance, for example, shine?
And I'm so glad you said that, because I do feel like significance, and for some, it is that they want their name in lights, or they want their name left on a building. They're thinking about the legacy that they can leave behind. For others, it's they want to leave a legacy in maybe a quieter way. But how would you say, how would you define significance to somebody then that's thinking like, oh, and maybe they have it and they're almost embarrassed? I kind of feel like that could that happens with somebody's like, but I really don't care if my name's on a building. How is significance showing up for them?
Actually, a lot of people that I meet are embarrassed about significance in the beginning. And in fact, Gallup did change the definition a couple of years ago because of that kind of negative slant that it had, and put less emphasis on the individual piece of it, the recognition piece, and more on how we want to make a difference in the world and how we want others to become their best selves. And so that's kind of leaning into that aspect of it. And then I think many of us with significance, I know for myself, I mean, I'll be honest, there are times that I've seen I've been, if you want to call it, kind of in the basement of my significance. And initially in my career was someone, I guess some people maybe would call me a brown noser, pointing out, you know, things that I had done, and realizing when I got some feedback on that, that make sure other people are shining too. And so that's really been now important to me to help other people shine. And I think growing in my career, becoming more of a mentoring role, but, you know, just being honest that, you know, all of our strengths, there can be some sides that kind of lead us not in the most positive frames, and just keeping that, you know, I have this, you know, little voice in my head that sometimes will be like, okay, check it. You know, you don't have to, you know, I'm someone that really doesn't crave the center of attention. In fact, I don't really enjoy it that much, but I do appreciate being recognized when I've done a good job. And so that's more important to me than constantly being like the center of attention.
Mm-hmm. So for you with your significance, what's your ideal way? If you did a project, you did something, you know, you did it well, like you killed it, you know, mic drop, you know, you deserve. What's your favorite way to be recognized then? What would make you feel like, okay, they noticed that I did a good job?
Well, I think it is nice to be recognized in front of others. So, but not just saying, someone saying, oh, you did a great job. Well, I would like to hear how this made a difference, how it made, what I did made a difference in the organization or for the individuals working in the organization. Just not these kind of empty, you know, I want something that's meaningful, that they can show me or talk to me about how what I've done is making a difference. So that's the big piece that I find fulfilling then.
This podcast is sponsored by nextdaypodcast.com. They provide podcasters like me with podcast editing services with 24-hour turnarounds. They'll look after your intros, outros, your trailers, and just take the whole headache out of the whole editing process. You simply send them your raw recordings and they do the rest. And if you're not podcasting at the moment, check out their amazing podcast launch packages. That's what I started with. James from Next Day was amazing to work with and truly made it seamless to launch my podcast. And if you use the promo code UNCHARTERED10OFF, that's UNCHARTERED 10 off, you'll receive 10% off any of their products and services.
That's nextdaypodcast.com. And don't forget to use your promo code.
Yeah. So the words, it sounds like words are important, but the meaningful words, not the, and I know what you mean. I can't think of what the right word, all I think is like the pat, you know, congratulations. That doesn't really, it's unfulfilled. It's not, it's empty. It's just that standard. Oh yeah, you did a great job. And I know there's a word for that. And I'm drawing a blank too, what word we're looking for there, but I don't really know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I want, if anybody's listening who works with someone who has significance, I hope you just heard that, that somebody with significance, it doesn't necessarily mean that they need to be, you know, the big parade in front of everybody, but they want to be acknowledged with depth, that they want sincere depth with how they made a difference and how it made a difference to others. So if you are praising somebody with significance, make sure that the praise is sincere and has a little bit of meat behind it, not just the, you know, fluff words. Would that be accurate to say, Melanie?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you see an employee struggling who does have significance, just thinking about, yeah, are you providing them with enough feedback and, you know, letting them know why they're making a difference? And if they're not, thinking about, well, how can I use them in a better way to get them more engaged? Because I know when I'm not engaged or feel like I'm not making a difference, I'll be honest, you know, my interest can slip off and then I'm not as contributing as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there are people, and I'm going to mess it up, and maybe you've heard it because I know I heard this through Strengths, with who is the actor and singer, he's long, long time ago, that used to go over like with the war veterans and do the shows and stuff like through the USO.
Oh my gosh. Like Bob Hope?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. And our teacher or instructor was just sharing how Bob Hope had, or they assume he had, high significance. And even though he was still performing late, you know, when he was much older, everybody's like, why are you still, why don't you just, you know, stay home or go play golf or whatever? And he's like, because they don't applaud for me. Still working because he wanted the applause. And there are people with high significance that that's the way they need to be recognized, is they want the stage, they want the applause, they want the line, you know, they want the lights, the whole thing, but not always, as we're hearing today.
Yes.
Knowing how that person does want to be recognized, but recognition of some sort is makes us feel valued. Significance, I think, is 11 for me. So it kind of creeps in there a little bit. So it's interesting to hear, because when I first heard that, I'm like, but I hate, it's funny, I'd love to speak from a stage. But in the company I was in with direct sales, they're huge on huge recognition, like over the top recognition and like pageantry. And I've always hated that. Like, I want to be on stage, but I want to be speaking. And like you, I want to be pouring into people. I want to be making a difference in people's lives from the stage. I don't need to be walking across the stage.
And yes, that's a perfect example. I feel the same way.
Yeah. So you already talked a little bit about some of the blind spots and the barriers. Some of the other blind spots are, besides sometimes seeming to appear that they always need attention. The other one says they may alienate their colleagues. And I guess more because they may be perceived as not collaborating enough, not working enough with the team. Talk to me a little bit more, because I know your experience with this, the strength, so you can, you understand these. Talk to us a little bit more about those barriers and blind spots and how they might show up in somebody with significance or might be perceived by others.
I know I had that perceived of me many times because I have Achiever also in my top five. And so if you pair those together, I'm someone that wants to be busy. I always want to be making a difference. I always want to be accomplishing things. And so can be a pace setter for the rest of the group. And so other people can perceive that as a challenge against their work style or who they are. And if a boss isn't careful about putting too much recognition on the person with significance or myself as being kind of this outlier, the super achiever, then that makes the other staff often, it does cause alienation. And it could be, you know, not treating everyone the same. Just because I like to keep up this pace, I like to work kind of at this high level, doesn't mean everybody else needs to be doing that the same or working the same way. So, and I know when I started leading a team, being more cognizant, strengths has really helped me realize and appreciate where other people are coming from better. And someone who, I'll be honest, may have perceived, I thought this person was kind of a slacker, you know, after understanding their strengths, realizing, oh, this person really needs to contemplate and think about what they're going to do with their next steps. And they need that time to do that. And that doesn't mean that they're on Facebook or they're, you know, they could be talking with others, just collecting information so they can make an informed decision. So yeah, just kind of keeping that all in check about, I guess I needed to be careful with the achiever and significance together.
You just like unloaded so much value there, Melanie, in so many different ways from so many perspectives, of the perspective of the person with the significance and achiever. And yeah, that's a powerful combination. That's definitely the person that may be the boss of people, like you said, that of course they're going to love having somebody on their team with those two, achiever, because you get stuff done. But if they make too much deal about it, it's going to make you, like you said, be the outlier and kind of be the brown noser, as you mentioned earlier, or perceived.
And exactly.
Is not the point at all for you.
Yeah. No, it, you know, I didn't like it, put an me in an awkward position. It created animosity towards me, to the manager and to my other teammates. So that's something to definitely be cognizant of, mm-hmm. and kind of check that favoritism at the door.
Right, right. That's such a huge, because you see that happen so often. And nobody's meaning to do it at all. But the outcome, you know, is theirs. And that's, again, like you said, the power of knowing your strengths, knowing your team's strengths, knowing your teammates' strengths, and how everybody works, how we're wired. It's just how we do things, how we process. The outcome may be the same. There's probably other people in the office doing as much. It just appears differently, you know, on the process of doing it sometimes. So we all add value. Like you said, we all have the strengths. We all have add something great to the table.
And to definitely, the- yes.
So how are some ways that you have invested in your strengths or in your significance?
You know, it's really actually been most helpful in my personal life, about with some friendships and then romantic relationships, that realizing when sometimes I'll immediately go to someone's ignoring me, or someone doesn't like me because they're not recognizing me or not appreciating me for what I bring to the table. And, you know, taking a step back and being like, okay, that's significance rearing its ugly head, and that, you know, everyone's busy. Not everyone, you know, is good about acknowledging others, or that's not a strength of theirs. And so keeping it in check and really realizing that I don't need to be recognized in every little thing in my life. And I'm not saying that I felt that way, but for some things that I thought I needed some recognition, I've realized, no, that's not important. And so really helped me grow as an individual and relating with others and keeping in check, okay, these are just my feelings getting hurt. And is so just gaining that perspective has really helped me personally. And as I'm talking, also on the level of working with others and being a part of a team and realizing, you know, as you can probably hear from me, I can be quite sensitive. And so just being more aware of that.
Yeah. Do you have people, though, in your life who do fill your cup? Who, like, have you been kind of on purpose? Well, okay, I just need a couple people that when I need that, when my significance needs to be fed, I know I can call. It's like, I just need to hear something good about myself right now. Have you found that you need to have a few of those people in your life?
I do. Yeah. And they tend to be people with very high woo.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes.
And just, I love their positivity and, you know, bringing out what they see as the best in other people and freely sharing that. And so, yes, I do have also people with woo. I can be shy. And so helping, and I'm high in relators. So it's hard for me to like go to a happy hour and just start work in the room. I'm not like that. So I definitely, the people with woo just are some of my greatest friends, because I guess that whole part of it is opposites attract. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting, because as I'm listening to you, I have a good friend who has, I'm pretty sure she has high woo. And she is one. And sometimes I have called her, and another mentor I had once, is sometimes I do make that call, because again, significance is 11 for me. And I will just sometimes call them just like, I just need to hear I'm good. I just need to hear I can do this. That's all I'm looking for today. Just tell me I can do this.
Right. Yes.
You get that 1 minute affirmation. Okay, I'm good now. That's all. That's all I needed.
Right.
And because significance too does want to make that powerful difference in others' lives, do you find, and this is mentioned as one of the ways to continue to invest in significance, so maybe you do this, Melanie, or you know, it's a thought to take away, and anybody listening to the show, is just really spend time imagining what is the legacy you want to leave, you know, when we're gone from this earth. Do you ever take time to do that, or is that something you thought about doing?
Yeah, I think my legacy is doing my coaching work and really helping people feel better about themselves through embracing their strengths and realizing that those are superpowers, that we don't all have the same strengths. And I know I came into thinking, oh, everyone thinks like I do, and everyone, you know, has the same strengths as I do. And then realizing, my gosh, there are 34 of them. And, you know, when you can put together a team with all these different strengths is the most powerful thing in the world. And so my legacy is, like I said, the coaching aspect, and that's where I can put my passion in about strengths and share it with others. So I think that's really my legacy, what I hope it to be. So now I'm just trying to figure out with my business the best way to do that.
I love that. I love that. And such a great legacy to leave. We'll just kind of close things out here too, is one of the other suggestions, find ways to do important work where you can help others create higher standards. And I love that too, about helping others become the best they could be, which you just shared. Anything else, Melanie, as we close out the podcast episode here, that you would like to add about either significance or strengths in general?
Gosh, I think if someone hasn't taken Clifton Strengths, and you and I don't get a kickback for promoting the assessment.
I wish we did. I wish they really wish they had an affiliate program.
Right. But I would encourage anyone to do that because it's really powerful seeing your strengths on paper. And then also, you know, learning more about what makes you who you are and how you're unique and what your superpowers are. And then sharing it with someone close to you in your life who can then be, oh, I see you're doing that significance right now. I can see you, gosh, when you were talking to those kids, you got so excited and your face lit up when you were telling them about their strengths. And so oftentimes, if you can't see some of these strengths in yourself, having someone else point them out for you can be so powerful. So I'm recommending everyone take Clifton Strengths.
Yes. So well said, Melanie. Well, this has been such a delight. Like I said, it's fun, super fun. It's fun to talk to anybody about strengths, but it's really, really super fun when you're talking to somebody who also understands it, has studied it, dove into it and geeks out on it as much as I do. So thank you for being on the show. I appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, Sherry. It's been wonderful.
Hey friends, thanks as always for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast. I really do appreciate your time and for you being here. And a few quick things before you do go. Number one, if you haven't yet, can you leave a review if you find these shows valuable? Reviews really do matter to iTunes and to others so that they know this episode or this podcast is worth taking the time to listen to out of the millions of podcasts out there. And you never know, I might just read your review on a future episode. Number two, make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode downloads. And three, if you've been enjoying this series on the Clifton Strengths 34, this is a huge one. Can you take a screenshot? Post that picture on your Instagram or Facebook account. Make sure you tag me in it and let me know why you loved that episode and what you're enjoying about the series. And of course, if you've done the Clifton Strengths assessment, make sure to include your top five. And number four, and the last thing, if you take your assessment and you feel a little stuck and you're like, I don't even know what to do with this information right now, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm available on email and of course the DMs and Facebook and Instagram. And I would love to talk you through how to really tap into your talents so you can turn them into your superpowers and your strengths. Thanks again for listening to the show.